everyone, welcome all to a new week of our show as we present Down the Middle events coverage from around the world. My name is Carl Azus, and today's first story takes us to America's most populated state, where a controversial new law is set to take effect in the months ahead. California's government will require students to get a coronavirus vaccine in order to attend school. This will apply to millions of students from kindergarten through 12th grade at public and private schools in California. But it won't take effect until one of the vaccines is fully approved for younger people by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Currently, a vaccine made by the companies Pfizer and BioNTech is approved for people ages 16 and older, but it has not been fully approved for younger Americans. People ages 12 through 15 can get one under an emergency use authorization. California's government expects the FDA will eventually approve COVID vaccines for kids, so it says its vaccine mandates will follow that and likely take effect in January or July. It'll apply to students who attend school in person, but there will be online schools, homeschool, and independent study options for unvaccinated students. According to the Los Angeles Times, parents will be able to refuse the vaccine for their children on the grounds of personal beliefs, but California's government might overturn that option in the future. The state's governor says the school mandate will speed up efforts to overcome the COVID pandemic, but health officials say it's possible for the Delta variant of coronavirus to spread among vaccinated people. Lawsuits against the mandate are expected. While some parents have said they support the idea and think it'll keep kids safer at school, others have said the vaccine needs to be a personal medical decision, not a requirement. They're concerned about the short and long-term effects of the vaccine on young people who have a much higher survival rate for COVID than older people. If and when the school mandates take effect, they'll make California the first state in the nation to have them. For years, China has been the world's largest manufacturer. In fact, it's known as the world's factory because China's output accounts for more than 28% of global manufacturing. But the soaring cost of energy is triggering several problems for the Asian country, including its ability to make goods. The shortages became widespread in June and have only gotten worse since then.
The world's biggest energy consumer is running out of power. China's energy crunch is triggering blackouts, forcing factories to cut production, overturning people's daily lives, and threatening to slow the world's second largest economy. Social media users have posted images of cities gone dark, severe traffic jams caused by traffic lights that stopped working, shops forced to close early or resorting to candlelight to stay open. A mother with two young kids trapped in an elevator for 45 minutes after a sudden power outage.
It was completely dark. I can see nothing because the power is cut from everything. Only when vehicles drove past, you could see lights on.
The power cuts have rippled across northeastern China and parts of the south. The cause of it all? A perfect storm of factors. Demand for Chinese goods is surging as the global economy emerges from the pandemic, increasing use of China's electricity-hungry factories. That's sending energy prices skyrocketing. But since electricity prices are regulated in China, some power companies are losing money and hesitant to boost production. At the same time, China is trying to meet its ambitious climate goals to bring carbon emissions to a peak before 2030 and net zero by 2060. So local officials are rationing power to meet annual targets before the year end. Power outages aren't new to China, but this one is especially severe.
For most provinces in China, when there is a shortage of power, they ration for industries first, so it doesn't affect residential users. But in the northeast, because it has reached to us quite significant shortage, it is now even rationing for residential users, and that is quite significant because it could lead to a lot of social discontent.
And residents are taking to social media to complain. One user posted, "There is no gas. Don't we need to cook and eat? I have been ordering takeout for 2 days." Another wrote, "People from northeast China have to light candles in the middle of the night. This is not North Korea. I'm speechless." This person writing, "Many communities have been locked down due to the pandemic. If there is no water or electricity, that's so unbearable." The power rationing could create new headaches for global supply chains, with several Apple and Tesla suppliers suspending production.
going to be further interruptions to supplies of different things, whether it be sort of toys for Christmas or metals and silica for advanced materials and advanced equipment.
But the power supply challenges aren't unique to China.
It is partly a problem of managing the low carbon energy transition at a time when the economy is picking up after the pandemic. I think we're going to see the same sort of challenges in other parts of the world.
China's energy crisis is a sign of what the world is reckoning with in its bumpy transition to clean energy. Selena Wang, CNN, Tokyo.
10-second trivia. Which of these U.S. founding fathers became the nation's first Chief Justice? John Adams, John Hancock, John Jay, or John Marshall? In 1789, President George Washington nominated John Jay to become America's first Chief Justice. And the Senate confirmed Jay to that position just 2 days later. These days, that process usually takes months, no matter who's president. Once a justice is confirmed, he or she serves on the high court during what the Constitution calls good behavior, which can mean for life. And those on the Supreme Court right now have just begun a new session. It traditionally starts on the first Monday in October. This fall's session will be the first in-person meeting of the nine justices since the COVID pandemic started, except that not all nine justices will actually be there. Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh tested positive for COVID-19 last Thursday, though he was fully vaccinated, so he'll be participating in the oral arguments remotely this week. What will those arguments be about? Three of them center on very contentious issues in the United States. One involves religion, specifically student aid in schools that teach religion. Another case involves a state law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Gun rights are also on the docket in the case of a law that limits who can carry a concealed handgun in public. Other arguments involve campaign finance and religious symbols at government buildings. These closely watched cases could all lead to major changes in America, and the action begins this week. Another event that begins this week and runs through next Monday is the daily announcement of the 2021 Nobel Prize winners.
Age of 28, the young Marie met and married a French scientist named Pierre Curie. Together in their laboratory in Paris, they shared in the research that isolated TNO3.
$10,000 Oreo rate a 10 out of 10. It does for the diehard Pokemon fan willing to pay it. Pokemon Oreos came out last month featuring video game characters on cookies. But the Mew Pokemon is a rare one, so some are popping up on eBay for as much as $10,000 plus shipping. That's for one cookie that's made out of the same stuff as regular Oreos, which sell for around $3 per package of 36 cookies. But this one's got something new. And while it's cooked up thunderous interest, some might even call it a Registeel, others will think the seller is Koba Lion and that there's already no way he'll land Doris the sale. Guess they'll just have to Nabisco somewhere else, if you know what I'm saying. I'm Carl Azus. The city of Powell is in northwest Wyoming. That's where we're going to shout out Powell High School today. Subscribing and commenting on our YouTube channel is the only way to get your school mentioned. We'll be right back.